Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros, marketers, oh, everybody who works for themselves. We love everybody. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters. I am here with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim of Solo PR Pro. And if I sound a little jacked up during this pandemic, I'm not taking anything. Not that I might not, who knows. But we just thought we need a pep talk today. We really do. You know, the sun is shining outside, and even though things are very dire in a lot of places and there is so much sadness, honest to God, I could, you know, we could all start crying together at any given moment, but we just want to take a little time today and talk to you and each other and, you know, maybe be a little bright spot to help you get a perspective shift. I know Karen and I have been talking off air before we've done this, and we've already kind of given each other a little boost. So how you doing, Karen?
Absolutely. Hi, Michelle. You know, I'm actually doing well.
Good, good.
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know,
is that the pause to let that sink in? I am.
I know. I feel a little more settled than when this global pandemic started. I mean, you know, March felt like such a whirlwind of change and emotions and just feeling like, you know, you lost the ground beneath you. And, you know, there was something about getting through that month that I was like, okay, here's where we are. Here is where we are. And I'm just going to find joy in the day to day. And, you know, it just, I don't know. So I feel like some of the chaos died down, and maybe it was all of us adjusting. And, you know, honestly, in terms of my day to day work day, nothing really changed except I got a lot busier. You know, I never worked in a traditional office, so that didn't change. My routines didn't change much. Even though we have a stay at home order in Michigan, we're still allowed to go outside and to exercise and walk. And so I spent a lot of time outside with the dog. And so that was normal, what we were doing anyway. Not a lot of change, but the world around us definitely feels different. But, you know, you and I were talking and I was saying, you know, okay, here we are. This global pandemic, we're going to be dealing with this for quite some time. It's not going to just go away when everybody's, you know, shelter in place orders stop. It's not going to go away at, you know, at the end of April when the, you know, federal guidelines have, you know, expired about spending another 30 days social distancing. And so I think now it's time to just accept it and try to be creative and innovative and find ways that we can work around this thing that we're dealing with. You know, we can't afford to be paralyzed for another month. That's a terrible thing to do.
Right. Literally. Yeah. Agreed. Literally and figuratively and, you know, mentally. And, you know, we're definitely strong enough to get through this. And I know so many of these phrases have become not quite cliche yet, but, you know, I can imagine Dictionary.com's going to have some great choices for word of the year. It's right now, it's probably going to be between COVID-19 and unprecedented. But yeah, like, yeah, you're right. Like my routine, I get up in the morning, I, you know, go to my email, see what's cooking for that day. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, sands are shifting as far as client work. But that's not to be, I expected that. And, you know, like I told you off air, it's like, I almost wanted to cry, not because, oh no, you know, things are slowing down as far as payments, but because they were so kind and complimentary about it. And, you know, that meant, you know, that'll carry me through some days of knowing, okay. Cause as we've often talked here, sometimes you get way into your own head of, I suck. Do I suck? Maybe I'm just okay. I don't know. You know, not every day is so great, but I also think, you know, this is not the time. I'm not saying don't take a day to yourself and just sit and, you know, maybe relax, because I've got to say I have slowed my roll a tiny bit just because it's been 10 plus years of, so, you know, I'm taking the moments where I can, but, you know, don't let it stop you. There is still business to be had out there. And I know that sounds insane, but there is, you know, for every company that's had to lay off, well, of course they have. We're not out there to consume things. So, you know, it's not like it's a mystery. We know it. And yet when you see the headline, it's still jarring to your psyche because we're so used to our, you know, normal. But at the same time, there are opportunities to be had. There are people to catch up with that might turn into something in the future, or people you haven't had a chance to get back to and say, hey, how's this going? You know, can I be helpful? I have yet to see that there aren't still opportunities to at least plant seeds. And I think, you know, hopefully as these government programs roll out, if that can buy us all a few months of just peace of financial mind.
Yeah.
I think that's the big part. You know, I wouldn't be so freaked out if I knew that, oh, okay, some of those bills aren't going to matter. Oh, okay. So I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't ever want to diminish the very real economic pressures that loom over the solo. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Everything depends on me, and that is daunting. So my strategy is to, you know, tune out some of the news. And that means not spending all of my time on social media, not consuming every single news story. Cause for a while I was, and initially I was doing it because of the client work, you know, that required it. You know, we had to sort of be experts at what was happening during this time and, you know, what the news was reporting, what they weren't reporting, whose communications are, you know, resonating. And so there was a time where it felt necessary to be immersed in it. Mm-hmm. But I have taken a step back and I let it filter in bits and pieces. And to be honest with you, I skip over all of the economic predictions because it will get in your head and completely freak you out. And the thing that I keep telling myself is that the great thing about this time period is that even if a client, you know, pauses services or they need to reduce their budget or, you know, they just cancel altogether, there's never been a better time for these things to happen to us because it's not just you. The entire world is going through this crisis at one time.
Right.
And in a weird way, that puts it into perspective for me and gives me a measure of comfort and allows me to focus on solutions because you're not the only person that might be having a financial challenge at this time. And, you know, I said to a friend early on, I was like, well, the good news is, you know, they're not going to evict the entire world at one time. I mean, lots of people have had their income completely stop. They have zero income.
And that's scary.
That is incredibly scary. Yeah. And I don't want to make light of that. No, that's real. No. But what else could the governments around the world do but come up with solutions and, you know, property owners have to come up with solutions because what are you going to do? It's not just one person. It's not just one region. It is the entire world. And so I guess I feel like, you know what? This is not a problem that is just my problem that I have to carry on my shoulders. So if the worst thing happened, at least there are people that are working on solutions because we're all in this together.
Right.
And you know, as solos, I just think it's even more important to watch what you're taking in and to protect your mental health. If all you're hearing is, oh, the stock market is crashing, you know, the jobs report is the worst that it's ever been, no one's hiring, everyone's laid off, it's going to take 6 months before our economy recovers, you will live in a constant state of panic. And the headlines are just really negative. Mm-hmm. But if you distance yourself and you're not hearing that all the time and you're creating your own news, you know, when you're waking up in the morning and taking that deep breath that they tell us to take, to, you know, assure yourself that you're not sick, you can say, I'm not sick. I'm healthy. I'm here. I have another day. There are just so many things in life to be thankful for. And I promise you that no matter how bad it is, there's always somebody that has it even worse. And so gratitude is a place that I love to live these days. I love to just find those moments in the day that I can just grab joy, you know. And if I'm having trouble getting there, for me, it means, you know, reading something uplifting or turning on music and just dancing my head off until I feel better.
That works. That works. I know I've been seeking a lot of stand up. I'm watching all the comedians in cars getting coffee, because here's my sick reason for that, right? It's like, not only are they funny, I can pretend I'm out at these diners with them. I'm not sitting. What are you doing? Oh, having coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. It's great. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard these great stories. You know, Kim Whitley, a comedian, shared how she is still dating and social distancing. So she met a guy at Starbucks and they stayed in their respective cars, and he asked her what drink she wanted. Aww. And they drove through through, and he ordered it and told the barista, give it to the woman behind me. And then they dated from their cars.
That's hysterical. I like that. That's a good method. I kind of like that. Even right? Post quarantine.
Same.
Let's just do it car to car right now. Okay.
Car to car. I love that. I mean, there's still ways to connect and get creative. I visited with my niece by driving to her house, stayed like by my car, and she stayed on her porch. And so we were more than 6 feet away, and we visited for like 45 minutes, and it meant the world. Like, we couldn't touch. We, you know, because we're choosing to really not do that. And this was, by the way, before the stay at home order. So please don't go reporting me to the governor. Because
we're checking on a relative. I think that qualifies.
Yeah. But it was before the stay at home order. In my family, many of us were already quarantining before we had to, because we, we're being careful, and we have family members that are high risk. And so we just wanted to take every precaution. So this was prior to that. Now that our own stay at home orders in place, I have adhered to that, which means stay at your own house, except for the essentials. Like, you know, if you need to go to the grocery store or get medication. But yeah, I mean, use this time to connect with others. And even business is happening, people.
Yeah.
It really honestly is. I'm amazed by all the people that are like, oh, you can't network now. Yeah, you can.
Oh yeah.
People are open to Zoom calls and phone calls, and actually they're more engaged because they don't have some of the other distractions that they normally have. So don't give up on living your life and, you know, building those business relationships and going after new business, because I promise you, people are still hiring us. There's still work. And there's still ways to be creative. You know, if you feel like you need to pivot.
Right.
Don't wait. Don't just wait for the turnaround to happen. Create your own stimulus plan. I mean, there's great programs out there. I'm thankful for those that also include solos, because it gives us a safety net as well.
Yeah, that is huge. But
there are things that you could be doing right now to, you know, and if you start to like really do that, you'll find that your spirits will lift as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not to discount. I know we were talking off air. It initially definitely threw me right back into the way I felt when I started my business. The economy was tanking, you know, my one employer was tanking, and I felt so alone, because it was kind of in the setup that you couldn't really say anything, because, oh no, everything's great. We're good. Yeah. We're tap dancing. Everything's great. It's like, no, I'm dying inside, and I'm so freaked out, and oh my gosh. So, you know, I really had to push back against feeling that same way this time, because initially it was like, oh, here we go again. Do I have to almost lose everything again? I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, we can't predict tomorrow, but that was more last week of the nerves, and also trying to be, you know, focused for my clients, because we were, you know, pounding out the messages to their constituents. And this week I definitely feel a little more settled. Like, I think like you had shared too, I'm not like, woohoo, everything's rosy. No, not at all. But I definitely don't feel that extra vibration of, I think partly because, you know, hopefully, you know, we will get some of those relief things and, you know, just tide me over a few months and then we'll evaluate from there and see where we are. And that's really all any of us can do. Just get through each day, you know, try and be as helpful as you can. This is a great time to exercise your thought leadership, which I know I am woefully behind doing for my own brand. So, you know, that's a goal. You know, there's certainly a backlog of things that can be done. You know, one of my clients, she's a hair salon and, you know, she can't do a thing. So she is ripping apart her salon and repainting and she's taking this opportunity to shake things up as much as she can. And I'm sure it's helping her stay productive and keep her mind busy too. But, you know, she'll have a shiny new space for clients to come back to. So, you know, think of that for your business too. I mean, we're not brick and mortar, but there are certainly ways that we could, you know, like you said, pivot. Like maybe there's an industry you've been wanting to approach or look into. Now's a great time. Or, you know, of course, you know, and I've seen a lot of communications out about, you know, everyone's like, there's the school of thought of, oh, be productive, learn a new language. You know, take the time you need to do whatever you think you need to do. If that's brushing up on some digital marketing, fine, but don't think you have to become fluent in Spanish and bake fresh bread every day. Let yourself relax a little.
The bread. I don't
get the bread.
I don't get the bread either. Like, I'm not baking bread, but no. More power to people who are out there baking bread and doing sourdough. I mean, God love you, happy little bakers.
See, my contact-free French baker has sourdough for $5. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I'd rather buy the bread. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You can go to the bakery. I'd rather buy
the bread. Pop it in the trunk. I'm good to go.
And you know what? I think God like took that gene out of my body for a reason, because I don't need to be sitting over here baking bread. I promise you that would be a terrible thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I hope we've brought a little bit of lightness to your day, and certainly we look forward to your feedback too. You know, what are you doing? How are you pivoting? How are you reinventing? Please go to soloprpro.com and leave some comments. This is what it's all about. We hope this podcast is helping to create community, and, you know, hopefully you look forward to this. You grab a cup of coffee and give us 20 minutes and listen to us natter on and be silly and hopefully provide you with some information that you can use. But yeah, we want to hear from you too. And, you know, again, trope alert, we are in this together. We're stuck with each other. It's more like it. So we better make the best of it and we'll get through this. And, you know, that's right, Belle. Thank God for our creatures. But we will. I mean, it's going to be these next couple of weeks, you know, as they say, as the death tolls rise, it's not going to be a pleasant by any means.
No, no, it's not. I mean, we're all going to be, I think we're all going to have those stories of people that we know. And again, not to take away from the absolute gravity of this moment, but we still have to find ways to just rise above, to get up every day and to, you know, find reasons to, you know, love life and lean into those moments as we can and see the good in this and think about, you know, okay, so this is our now, but it's not our forever. And I keep saying that over and over because it helps me to keep it in perspective, you know, because it's too easy to, you know, get in your head in a spiral downwards. And we don't want any of that for any of you. And just, you know, one quick note on that too. If you do find yourself, you know, depressed, please don't try to gut it out alone. Don't be embarrassed. Please seek help. there's so many ways to do that, even in an era of social distancing. You know, you could even use remote therapy like Talkspace. Some people are using the Calm app for meditation to help relieve their anxiety. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no playbook for this time period. And, you know, we laugh and we joke and we're doing our best to, you know, be optimistic and to share that with you. But we don't want to minimize the real issues that can happen during this time period. And it would be irresponsible of us to not at least share a couple of tips if you really are struggling to, you know, get some help and don't do it all by yourself, please.
Definitely. Definitely. Humans can be cruel, but I have seen far more kindness and people, you know, not just saying, oh, let me know if I can help. It's like, no, really, can I get you something from the store? Do you need, you know, this, that, or the other? And, you know, looking after your mental health, we all have to, because guys, this is weird, you know, just, you know, not being able to, you know, you're worrying about your livelihood, you're worrying about your family members, you're worrying about just, you know, big picture things too. So, you know, it's really tough not to wallow in that. And that takes energy. So, you know, make sure you are getting enough rest. I know my sleep patterns are weird, but, you know, I'm letting myself at least feel refreshed. And, you know, still getting things done. So, and that it's okay, because we don't even know what day it is sometimes. So, you know, but most of all, we thank you for listening and we're so grateful for you. And yeah, like I said, we'd love to hear from you, but until then, thanks for tuning in to That Solo Life.